Woo! I don't know about you. I'm ready to praise and worship. I'm ready to usher in the new year. Ready to hear a prophetic word that will change and have a hands laid on you. Amen. Man, tonight is going to be just phenomenal. Can you give yourself a hand clap for being the wisest person in the world? You're in the house of God tonight. Amen. Are you ready to praise and worship? I can't hear you. Are you ready to praise and worship? Now listen now. We need to get this in perspective. They're down in New York City. They're getting wet. Rain is coming down. It's chilly. They're all getting drunk. And man, they're acting like the fool. But tonight you're in the house of God where the oil of the Holy Ghost is going to be released, where your life is going to be challenged, where God's going to bring you to the next. Oh, can't say any more than that. Can't say any more. Are you ready? Jesus, tonight we're here to praise you. God, thank you for the year 2018, but now it's time to enter in, oh God, to the next level, the next place in our life. God, we give you honor and glory. We will worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, and everybody shout it. Come on, let's bless him.
You guys feel like praising today? Come on, I heard nobody. Are you feeling like praising today? You see, 2018 is about to come to a close, and I know I'm... I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising him. Come on and sing that one more time. I feel like praising.
I feel like praising him.
Come on, you truly feel it, huh?
Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising.
Come on and put your hands together. Clap for him.
I feel like clapping my hands. I feel like clapping my hands. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like clapping.
I feel like clapping my hands.
I feel like doing my dance.
I feel like doing my dance.
Come on, dance it out. Don't nobody care.
I feel like doing my dance.
Don't worry about the person next to you. If you can't dance, still do it, I guess. I don't know. But do you.
I feel like doing my dance.
Come on, just one more time. Sing, I feel like doing my dance.
I feel like doing my dance.
Come on, Josh. Come on, Josh, do your dance.
I feel like doing my dance. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like doing my dance.
Come on and sing praise him. I want to hear you.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Come on, every hand lifted in here, just praise him. Come on and sing that out.
Praise him. Praise.
Let's take it from the top. Sing. I feel like praising him.
I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising him.
I feel like clapping my hands. Come on. If you're free,
I feel like doing my dance.
Come on and show the enemy that you're free today.
The Lord has been so good to me.
He's been so good to me.
I feel like doing my dance.
Hey, I feel like clapping my hands.
I feel like clapping my hands. Woo. I feel like clapping my hands. Oh, the Lord has been so good.
Come on and sing. praise him, everybody.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Come on, just the voices, sing it out. Make a joyful noise. Come on.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Come on. You better praise your way.
Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Praise him.
Come on. Sing it one more last time. Just once.
Praise him.
Joyful noise, come on. Going to 2019 shouting. Come on, come on, come on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Has he been good? Has he opened doors? Are you free? So give God a free praise. Come on, come on. Give God a free praise. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Anybody healed? Come on, y'all better testify. Anybody set free? Can you walk? Can you talk? Then give God a walking, talking praise in here. Dang. Listen. Whew. I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising. Come on and sing that one more time. This is your decree.
I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising him.
I feel like clapping my hands.
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 Hey!
Oh,
the Lord has been so
good to me.
Has he been good? Come on. Just do your dance one time. Come on.
I feel like doing my dance.
All you got to do is bob and weave. That's it.
I feel like doing my dance. Oh, the Lord has been so good
to me.
I feel like doing my dance.
I feel like doing my dance.
Come on and sing it. Sing praise him.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
This feels like the last night. This feels like the last night. And if God comes tomorrow, then I know I'm gonna praise him. If God comes tomorrow, then I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going with him. Hallelujah. Doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So God, fight this battle for me. Lord, help my unbelief so I can tell my friends that you have won again. Come on and sing. Let your power fall. Fight this battle for me. Who has battles in here? Fight this battle for me. Lord, heal my unbelief so I can tell my friends that you have won again. Come on, sing. You have won again. You have won again.
You have won.
Come on, sing. You have won. Just a little softer.
You have won again.
Sing, you have won again. Sing, you have won again. Sing, Lord, you always reign victorious. Sing this out, sing. Sing hallelujah. Sing that out.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won.
Sing, death could not.
Death could not hold you down.
Sing, you are the risen King.
You are the risen King.
And you're seated in majesty.
The word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. It's your body and your blood you've shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the It's your body and your blood you've shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. And I believe you've overcome, and I will lift my song of praise for what you've To do. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles with a song of praise. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles with a song of praise. It may look like, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey!
It may look like I'm surrounded,
but I'm surrounded by you.
I'm surrounded by you. But I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
but I'm surrounded by you.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Come on, just start claiming your victory out loud right now. Go ahead and claim the victory. The victory is in his blood. The victory is in that cross. It's your covenant right, victory is. Victory is your covenant right. Jesus, we claim your victory right now. We are co-heirs with you, Jesus. And we know where we sit. We sit on the throne next to you, God. Not because of us, but because of your righteousness, God. When you look down on us, see your blood. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Start calling out the name of Jesus right now. It's the most powerful name we have. Go ahead and use that name. Your situation must change at the name of Jesus. Your victory must come at the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name. Yeah.
name of Jesus.
You have no rival.
There's no rival.
You have no
not an equal.
Jesus. Now and forever.
Hallelujah.
God, you reign.
Yours is
the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name.
Hallelujah.
It is.
Jesus.
What a powerful
we
name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
I don't know about you, I love the name of Jesus. Amen. It's in his name I'm born again. How many are born again? Washed by the blood of Christ. It's in Jesus' name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It's in the name of Jesus that every sickness and disease are subject. It's in the name of Jesus you get baptized in the Holy Ghost and speak with other tongues. Everything's in the name of Jesus. I love that. God didn't have to give him a name. He gave him a name so we could have a name to activate heaven. He said, you ask anything in my name, I will give it to you. And I don't know about you, that's a pretty powerful name. That's bigger than Donald Trump. That's more money than Buffett. Amen? It don't matter what you got, where you are. You got the name of Jesus. You have everything you need right available to you. Because in Jesus' name, God releases heaven in your life. So tonight, I don't know. Maybe we just got to sing that powerful name part one more time. Are you ready? I don't want you just to sing it. I want you to sing it to him. I want you to look him right in the eyes, and I want you to say, Jesus, thank you for your powerful name. It changes my life. Come on now. Let's sing it together. Hallelujah. We honor you, Jesus. Yes. The name of Jesus. Robare kalaramosha. We honor you, God. Hallelujah.
Nothing can stand against what a powerful name it is.
The name.
Rabaru Kurendaru Shukure Badarabarabacha. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is.
Kosha. In the name of Jesus. Basho corro preta.
Nothing can stand against what a powerful name it is.
The name of Jesus. I don't know what you need, but this I do know. Jesus is in this place. It's not just because the Bible says two or three are gathered. Where two or three are gathered, there I am. But I don't know about you, I can sense his presence. He's in this house. And if Jesus is in the house, I don't know what you need, but I know this, it's all available for you. So you got to make a decision. Are you just going to sing or are you going to receive? Amen? You just need to shout it out loud. Jesus, I receive tonight that fresh anointing. Thank you for your name. And tonight, we will celebrate all about you in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted.
Amen.
Oh, come on now. You remember when you used to party in the bars? Everyone shouted.
Amen.
Well, that's getting close. Everyone shouted. Amen. Let's make Satan nervous tonight. Amen. I like making Satan nervous. I like it when he says, oh, no, the church is up. That's right. We're alive because God's alive. Amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks and say, good evening. I'm glad you are so smart to be in this house.
scripture or two with you. Matthew 6:21. It says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And what is so awesome about tonight is you have chosen to make your treasure the house of God. You are so brilliant for finishing this year and starting next year with the house of God as your treasure. You have placed your heart in this place where it's God's house. You have positioned yourself to feel the shift of the anointing in your lives this evening. You may say, but I've been in this place before. I've sat myself in this place. I've been in the service before. What's different about tonight? It's the positioning that you put yourself in. The disciples in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, it talks about where they had already been out fishing. You may have already been in this place over and over and over again and caught no fish. But tonight, there is a shift in your positioning yourself with your treasure in your heart. God is going to shift some stuff. We are believing God is working in this place. So they had gone out and they had fished and fished and they caught no fish. But then the Lord told them, go back out again and cast your nets. And when they obeyed and they positioned themselves, even though they had been in that place over and over fishing all night and caught no fish, when they positioned themselves at the word of the Lord, then their nets were so full of fish, they began to burst and they had to call in other people to help them. So tonight, you are brilliant for positioning yourself in the house of the Lord. Positioning our finances. We're going to end this year with giving in the house of God. We're starting our 2019 with giving in the house of God. We're positioning ourselves according to the word of the Lord. So if you're ready in this house tonight, stand to your feet. We're going to bring our offerings forward. And in this house, we repeat a supernatural declaration. It is Deuteronomy 28. And you may be in here. I just feel such a shift. I feel prophetically that passage in Luke where he tells them to cast their nets again, where he tells them to do it again. You may have quoted Deuteronomy 28 52 times last year. 52 times and not saw anything. But tonight I believe positioning ourselves at the word of the Lord. And I want us to declare Deuteronomy 28, knowing that it's the word of the Lord. And when we line up with the word of the Lord, our nets will be full and overflowing that we can share with others. So as we say this tonight, you are brilliant for putting your treasure in the house of God. And it says, Deuteronomy 28, if I obey. Oh, come on, we're positioning ourselves. This is breakthrough. This is a shift. We're declaring shift happening right while we are speaking this. If I obey. Then I am blessed going in. I am blessed going out. I am blessed in my storehouse. By a live stream, you can give right along with us or even text to give.
Feel like praising him. Oh, the Lord has been.
doing my dance. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like doing my dance.
Sing praise Him.
Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hola, ¿cómo está? 1, 2. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You know, tonight's very important, and it's only going to be a 3-hour service, and you'll be out of here. Now, you know, I remember in the old days, honestly, I remember in the old days, we didn't start this service till 10 p.m., and we would usher in, we would be praising at midnight. And I said, I'm just getting too old for that kind of stuff. We need to start earlier. We want to welcome our Ithaca campus. If you'll give our Ithaca campus a hand clap tonight. All the families in the house this evening, all under one roof. We're going to try to do that quarterly when we come together. Next year, we're going to be starting a church, tomorrow, 2019, we're going to be starting a church in Mansfield, Pennsylvania area. And so we'll have 3 campuses. It's going to be very exciting to watch what God's going to do and how God's going to change lives. You know, tonight's not just another sermon. Tonight is a prophetic message that God has birthed in my spirit. Now, a lot of people think I like deer hunting, and I'll be honest with you. I kill very few animals. What I like about deer hunting is where I live, there is no cell phone, which means when I climb into a tree, it's just me and Jesus. Amen. So I'll sit in a tree and I'll just talk to him. What my whole goal is, Father, what do you want to do with your body in 2019? Lord, it's not what I want. It's not the message that I want to bring. It's not what I desire. God, this is your church. Prophetically, Lord, I need you to speak through me to show me exactly where you want to bring the church. Now, I want to remind you that we are the local church, but there is a universal church. This church is all over the world. In fact, I don't know if you saw it or not, but I got a text message or a Facebook message from our church down in Mexico. And I'm assuming they're having a party tonight. Why? Because I saw like eight living turkeys lined up in a row. Yeah, remember, we live differently than they do. And I think that they're going to lose their heads this evening, and they're going to have a turkey dinner. How many remember when we went down to Haiti, we sent down 2 cows. Anybody remember that? We sent down 2 cows. We bought 2 cows, and they fed, near 2,000 children with those cows down there for Christmas. And man, I just want you to know that there's a church all over the world. God is moving all over the world. In fact, in some areas, church is already over. Amen. But right now, we're in the presence of God to hear a prophetic message where God wants to not just bring this church, but where God wants to bring you individually. So it can't be just taken as a message. How you perceive is how you receive. So if you take this message as just Pastor Spencer, just, you know, he's preaching another sermon, that's nice, you know, I hope he's short tonight. No. You need to get this for what it is. You see, the Bible talks about the prophetic words of God. And when God speaks prophetically, he sets something in order for you and I to run with. And when we run in the vision of God, then we know that we're going to be successful. See, that's why I don't move without God moving first. I don't move without God giving me direction. I want to remind you that when the children of Israel were being led out of Egypt, there was the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. And that led. And Moses made a declaration. I'm going nowhere without your presence. And that pillar of cloud and pillar of fire were the prophetic utterance. They were visible, but they were prophetic utterance of where God was taking the children of Israel. And that was the promised land. And I want you to know tonight that God has a promised land
for you, that God's got greatness for you, that God's got purpose for you, that God's got blessing for you, that it's not about you and I just going to church and fulfilling a religious obligation, but this is where we get a hold of the prophetic word of God and we apply it to our life, to where we know that God is taking us individually and corporately on an adventure to see the greatness of his kingdom in 2019. Now you need to hear that, because I've been talking to my friends and our bishop, and I'm saying, you know, what's God speaking to you? Let me tell you something. All the way down in Florida, bishop's preaching his service tonight on the same thing, just a different title. I called my friend out in Idaho. I said, what did God speak to you? He said, God is speaking this to me. And the title is exactly where we're going, just different words. I want you to know that the same Holy Spirit is moving all over the earth. And God is taking his church where he desires us to be. Why? Because Jesus is coming soon. Yes. No, I don't think you get this. I said, Jesus is coming soon. This is not a pie-in-the-sky thought process where the church has to think up some escape theory, but Jesus Christ is going to crack the eastern sky. Someday, very soon, according to the prophetic utterances, we are going to hear the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I'm believing, and I've heard the prophetic utterances about what's going to happen in the last days, and that is that before the trumpet sounds, there'll be one more great revival that will hit the earth. One more great outpouring that will hit the earth. And there'll be a mass harvest of souls like we have never seen before. And I declare to you that this house will be postured and positioned to be able to be saying, God, take us where you want us to go. We want to be part of that end time outpouring. We want to be part of the supernatural. We want to be part, oh God, of the greatest harvest this world will ever see. In that, we know that God directs us. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. One step at a time. One maturation process at a time. I think it was 4 years ago, we started preaching on the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The fact is that most people don't even know what the kingdom is. How can you seek it first? So we preached a whole year on the kingdom, because God is getting us set up that we are not led and driven and governed by this world system. Can I hear an amen? We're not governed by a church system. Can I hear an amen? We're governed by the kingdom of God. And when we're governed by the kingdom, then, man, we live not just, we are a tri-citizen. We are part of the United States. We're part of New York State. But, baby, my greatest place is I'm a part of the kingdom of God. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm a citizen of God's kingdom. And his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, this is the prophetic where God is taking us. And then he started talking about that we're going to prosper, kingdom prosperity, how God wants us blessed. And God needs you blessed. Turn to somebody and say, God don't want you poor. Listen, the most selfish individual is the one who says, I just want enough to take care of my needs. That's right. If that's all you got, then you can't help anybody else. Amen. The whole principle of Christ is that he gave his only begotten son, that God is a giver. That whole year was on that principle. Each year we've seen God build line upon line and precept upon precept. And last year being the year of divine connections, where God is connecting us with people, putting us in position to bring us to our, now listen now, I'm getting ready to reveal it to you, what God has spoken to me for 2019, that 2019 will be the year of our next level. And I don't know where you are in your level with God right now. I don't know where you are in your place with God right now. You might have been serving Jesus for 50 years. You might only been saved, let me see, you'll be saved by the end of the service, so less than an hour. But no matter whether you're young in God or old in God, you've started something, and God has started something. We gave the verse on Sunday that if God began the work, he'll complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. But every one of us need to go to the next level. Every one of us need to step up and go deeper in Christ. Every one of us need to step up and go deeper in ministry. Every one of us need to step up and start living the destiny that God has called us to live. Too much of the church world is just church. It's time to go to our next level. I've watched so many believers, they start with God. Let me tell you, it's great starting with Jesus. It's great having your sins washed away. But God didn't start you to stop you at the start. God wants to take you from, he wants to take you from glory to glory, from faith to faith. He wants to mature you and develop you from babyhood, adolescence, into adulthood in the kingdom of God. God has a plan for your life, and it's time for us to shake ourselves. Stop allowing the world to own you. Can I hear an amen about that? So many of us are governed by our world, and I'm not governed by the world. I'm governed by the King. Can I hear an amen again? Now, I thought we were Pentecostal, so I'm going to have to break into sections, I guess, on New Year's evening. It's not that late yet. Come on now. It's not that late. We've got to make a decision in our heart that God is calling us to higher levels, that God is calling us to our next level. And the challenge of that is recognizing that every level demands a new anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is the perpetual propulsion of the power of God. What does that actually mean? It is the power that comes from the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you. How many of you are born again? Then the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of you. Man, I want you to know that in the name of Jesus, you can cast out devils. You will speak with new tongues. If you touch any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. And when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. You see, the Bible declares that you are not some just believer hoping to hang on and make it by until that trumpet sounds, but you are a son and daughter of the Most High King. You are anointed of the Holy Ghost, and in the plan of heaven, he has called you and caused you to be born at this time in this season to do a specific work. You are not an accident. You are destined for the kingdom. When we understand this, then we don't walk around lost. But so many live so tight to the world. The Bible says if the love of the world is in you, then the love of the Father is not. We've got to make a decision that our next level in God is more important than even the comforts that we have right now. Sorry about that one. See, that's the key. So many of us are comfortable where we are in God. We like the anointing that we're experiencing in our lives. We're enjoying the presence and the power of God. But when God starts calling us upward, when God starts calling us to our next level, then we've got to step out of our comfort zone and what we've been able to understand and step into our next level of Christ to where God is going to bring us in that fresher anointing, that new anointing, where he moves through us in a different manner and in a different way. And man, I want you to know that it is not something that you have to be afraid of, but you should be passionate to say, God, I want more and more of you. The verse for the year we're going to use is found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. And it says this, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection, but I press on. Everybody shout, press on. Come on, press on. Shout next level. Come on, shout next level. But I press on to possess that perfection, that maturity for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting and looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on, shout, press on. Yes. Come on, shout, next level. Next level. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. You see, tonight you have a calling. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, that anointing, that power of God that dwells within you, that is resident, that anointing dwells inside of you. That anointing God has is to teach and to be used so that God can change lives through your life. But when we start going to the next level, we must make a decision that I'm refusing to hang on to what's comfortable to me, and I'm saying, God, no matter what you want, no matter where you want to take me, no matter what adventure you're ready to bring me on, I'm willing to go because I trust you to take me to that next level, even though it's going to change my surroundings. Well, you see, I've been trying to get out of Elmira for a long time. This is a really good word, Pastor. It has nothing to do with your physical location. This has to do with your spirit, man. Amen. Some of you are so comfortable in your spirit. You've served God just to this level. You've allowed God to move in your life just this much. Man, I remember as an evangelist, I was in Massachusetts. Actually, the church was in Orange, Massachusetts. And I went in there, and God started to move in a powerful way. I remember my cousin got saved in his seat. Actually, I believe my sister got baptized in the Holy Ghost in that church while she was sitting there during the service. She didn't even get hands laid on her. I remember a woman who had agoraphobia, which means she couldn't even be in the presence of other people. She had been shut in her house for 5 years. She came to church that night, and God just set her free. A man, you want to see a smile of somebody set free? That woman had it. She was free and free indeed. The power of God started moving in such a manner that people were going out in the spirit. Man, I remember the pastor. He was 6'6". I laid hands on him in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, they weren't used to the supernatural in that church. They didn't even have catchers. They had nobody. And all of a sudden, I'm laying hands on that pastor, and that pastor went out in the spirit at me. I literally had to bring him down to the ground. He was gone. But I started talking to the pastor after this, and I said, Pastor, I know that God loves to move in this manner. He says, I know too, but I know this. This church has been known through decades to only allow the pastor to take them to one specific spot, and then they stop. I know churches, as I traveled around the country preaching the gospel as an evangelist, that God wanted to move in such a dynamic way, but God could not move because the people did not want to go to the next level. They were comfortable with where they sat. They were comfortable with how they were greeted at the door. They were comfortable with how the pastor preached. They were comfortable with their music. Don't change the music. They were comfortable because their life was all in order. But when God says it's time to go to the next level, it means he's going to shake up your world. Can I hear an amen? It means he's going to change how you think. Can I hear an amen? He's going to give you more power. Can you shout more power? He's going to give you more power. But that means that you've got to be able to handle what you had before you step into what you can get. You see, as a believer, there's a need for us to go to the next level. But God can't take us if we don't want to go. You got to make a decision in your spirit in 2019 that Jesus, this is your prophetic word to this church. This is the same prophetic word being spoken in Margate, Florida. The same prophetic word that's being spoken in Idaho. God, your word is being spoken all over the United States. God, this is where you want to bring the church, not just individually, not just corporately, but universally. God is taking his church to a place to where when that last time revival flows, that we will be in order to be able to handle the power of God, to be able to handle, laying hands on the sick. I'm not talking the preacher. I'm talking you. You laying hands on people that got cancer and cancer drying up. Come on now. You laying hands on somebody who's got Alzheimer's and all of a sudden their mind comes back to them. You see, it's time to recognize that God is able to do abundantly above, but not just through the preacher, it's through you. But we've got to be willing as a body to go to the next level. Some of you are too comfortable in your chairs. When we started doing what our largest prop we've ever built for Sunday morning sermon, you don't want to miss Sunday morning. We're going to reveal the largest prop we've ever had in his tabernacle. And I want you to know this, that we took out a whole section. And I guarantee you people were bent out of shape. Well, that's my seat. Don't they know they took my seat? Somebody probably sat in around the back. I can't see now. Just can't see. We get so comfortable, man. We sit back and we say, you know, I like what I like. And, man, if I don't like it, I remember one time I changed the music in our church. Up at our last church, I changed the music. And when I did that, they had a meeting. They said, Pastor, will you come for a meeting? And I said, sure. When I got to the meeting, there were already 30 people there. And they looked at me and they said, change the music back or we're leaving. And I said, don't let the door hit you on the hiney on the way out. Because there's one thing you got to make a decision of. Either you're going forward or you're not. Now listen, majority of those people did not move on. And the ones that did came back to me within 5 years and said, Pastor, we were wrong. We're sorry. That is where God was taking the church. And I ask your forgiveness. And they lined back up and today they're still our friends. But I want you to realize they missed a whole portion. You've got to make a decision in your heart that 2019 is God's going to do something in my life he has never done before. This is uncomfortable, God. I don't understand it completely. Lord, I'm going to have to walk by faith. God, you're going to ask me to do things I've never done before. You're going to tell me to do things I've never done before. God, you're going to ask me to pray more. Oh. He might say to some of you, instead of laying in bed and being lazy, get up for the morning prayer at 6:15. Woo! He might be saying, now listen, that's just not a good shot. The back of my neck's not pretty. Thank you. Come on, switcher. Every time you go to the next level, it makes somebody mad. Determine you're going to get mad before you get there. You're mad to change. I'm so excited to change. I'm so wild to change. God, I don't care what you want to do with my life. I'm mad, oh God. I'm mad that I will ever stay the same. I want to be changed by your glory. I want to be changed in your presence. God, I want to go to the next level. I need a stronger anointing. I need you to move more in my life. God, I want to pray more. God, I want your word to come alive. Lord, when I lay hands on somebody, I want your anointing to surge through me and change their life. This is what this is all about. It's not the survival of the fittest. It's not a competition. This is you and I doing the will and the work of God individually and corporately and universally. And God is speaking to his church all over the place. The same message. Why? Because Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. I don't know if you heard me or not. I said, Jesus is coming. I said, it could be tonight. I could come back tonight. But I'm praying for that outpouring. Brother Smith Wigglesworth, some of you have never heard of him. You might want to look it up online. Smith Wigglesworth. He had more notable miracles than most people. In fact, I believe he raised 7 people from the dead. 3 of them were embalmed already. His wife died 2 hours away from the home. They brought her back 2-hour trip. She'd been dead 2 hours. He brought her up into the bedroom, raised her up from the dead. And she said, Smith, what are you doing? She said, I don't want to leave heaven. They talked for a little bit. He gave her a good night kiss and she died again. She went back to heaven. I want you to realize very quickly, this man, he started prophesying. He was, man, when you start reading the miracles that God used him in, they're just phenomenal miracles. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you see, he was willing to go to a level that most people are not willing to go to. He would not go 10 minutes without reading his Bible. He would not allow, in fact, Lester Summerall arrived at his house in England one day. Knocked on his door, and Brother Smith Wigglesworth was excited to have him come in. But Brother Summerall had a newspaper under his arm. He said, don't you bring that in my house. I only allow the word of God in my house. Man, the church world has gone so far, we not only will just listen to anything, we also allow demonic books in our house. We're letting our kids read books that are just filled with the devil. We call it educational. It is educational. It's teaching the kids how to follow the devil rather than follow Jesus Christ. We've got to make decisions. This means, man, Pat, the Lord spoke to me. He says, I'm gonna put requirements on you that to somebody else would not be a problem, But if you want to go to the next level, you're going to have to give it up. And I want you to know that I'm not all excited. Yay! I'm excited to achieve and to do what God has called me to do. But some of you have been playing with sin so long, it's normal in your life. Come on now. You're lucky, you're going to be lucky you make it to heaven. You're living in such a sinful manner. That's the level that you live at. But God is calling you up higher. He didn't call you to get saved to be lost. He didn't call you to be saved to sit in a church. He called you to work. Turn to someone and say, you're called to work. That's right. You see, the anointing is to serve. The anointing is to do work on behalf of another. You see, that's what the kings, the prophets, the priests, and the kings, and the builders of the temple, their whole job was to bring to the next level the glory of God on the earth. And I want you to know that I'm going to end real quick now. Jesus lived this truth. How many of you know if Jesus did it, it's good enough for you? I want to show you that every next level of Jesus demanded a new anointing. Every single time he was getting ready to step into the next level of ministry on this earth as the Messiah, every single time there had to come a new anointing for him to step into it. So if Jesus needed the new anointing, if Jesus needed a level of anointing to go to where God was taking him, every one of us in this room needed as well. Jesus, he had to live the principles of the kingdom of God. I want you to know that it's not being nice and kind that's going to get you to heaven. Your religion's not going to get you to heaven. Being a sweet person is not going to get you to heaven. Oh, I know I'm not going to make everybody happy tonight. When grandma was good to you, man, she made cookies every time you came. But she didn't know Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. The Word of God says she did not go to heaven. No matter how nice and sincere grandma is. There's only one name under heaven which while you shall be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Can I hear an amen? Amen. You see, the eternal principles are yea and amen. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away before it all comes to fruition. The Word of God is truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. The Bible declares that Jesus is the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. And Christ, the Word, had to live the principles of the kingdom to see his next level. Listen now, how many of you are glad Jesus went to the next level? Can you imagine if he didn't die on the cross? Jesus had the free will to say no. Jesus did not have to go to the cross. He could have made a decision because he was all man and all God in the same body. But according to Philippians chapter 2, he gave up all of his heavenly glory to come down here and live as a man. He had free will to do as he willed. And there he made a decision. He said, whatever God has called me to do, I only say what the Father has told me to say. I only do what the Father has told me to do. Why did he do that? Because he knew that if he did not fulfill his destiny, that you and I would be lost. I want you to realize this. I want this to echo in your spirit. Your next level, people are depending that you're going to rise. There are people that are not going to go to heaven if you don't rise to your next level. Jesus made a choice. We all know the story. Jesus was born of a virgin. Joseph was his non-natural dad. He was his, like a, we'll call a stepdad. He was his physical dad on the planet, but his father was Father God. Here we have Jesus. We don't see a lot what happened as he was a child, but this we do know. At the age of 12, Jesus Christ was found. One day, mom and dad, they had to go, Mary and Joseph had to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And when they left, they did a home alone. They forgot their kid. How many of you ever lost your child at the mall? How many of you wanted to lose your children at the mall? They had a home alone experience. What happened? Let me tell you. Their whole family went as a caravan, and they thought somebody else, maybe an uncle and aunt, had little Jesus. But no, Jesus wasn't there. After 3 days of travel, they realized Jesus wasn't there. So, man, they're freaking out. Man, if you've ever lost your child, you learn how to freak out. That little panic thing comes on you. Where's my kid? They had to walk all the way back to Jerusalem, and there they found Jesus. Where was he? In the temple, talking to the priests about the Word of God. By the way, he was the Word of God. And all of a sudden, mom and dad look at him and say, do you realize what you put us through? And Jesus said, don't you realize I got to be about my Father's business? But Jesus was obedient. If he wasn't obedient, he couldn't have been the Messiah. He went on with mom and dad. They went home. We don't hear much about Jesus, but we know that because he was the firstborn, we know because he was the one that would be the heir, he followed in his father's footsteps. He worked with his father. He did his father's working. But one day, something happened. One day, he was walking by the River Jordan, directed by the Holy Spirit, and he sees something. This is something that he had never seen before. This is something I'm not sure if he knew what to do with exactly, but one thing we know, as he was led by God, he was getting ready to be launched into his next level. He was one time being working with his dad, living at home, doing his thing. He was a good kid. He was a good man. He was learning in the Word. But in Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, he saw John the Baptist baptized him by the River Jordan, and Jesus got into get baptized. And this is what happened. When he came out of that water, the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove, and the voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I want you to realize this. Jesus did no ministry, he did no miracles, no signs and wonders, no preaching the gospel. He never went to this level until the Spirit of God came on him. You must have the anointing for the next level, which means God is going to require more from you. Turn to someone and say, I'm going to give him more. Now, don't be a liar now. I'm not asking you to be a liar. The moment the Spirit of God came on him, that's when his ministry began. His next level did not happen until the anointing came upon him. And I want you to realize that Jesus, even as he was working in the ministry and laying hands on the sick, opening blind eyes and deaf ears, man, as he was doing the miraculous by seeing the withered hand open up and be made whole, as he was doing the miraculous by raising the boy who was dead at Nain, as he's doing all this stuff, something was coming. His next level was rushing at him. I want to remind you, he was only in ministry for a little over 3 years, but then something was starting to come. About 6 months before he was getting ready to die on the cross, something happened that prepared him for his next level. It's found in Mark chapter 14, 3-9. You see, a woman came and knelt at the feet of Jesus. She had an alabaster box, and the ointment in there was worth one whole year's wages. The Bible says she took that alabaster box and she broke it open and she started washing his feet. She started anointing his feet. She started declaring over his feet. Man, Judas, come on now. How many of you know there's always a Judas at the table? That's quiet. I said, how many of you know there's always a Judas at the table? The good news is Judas always hangs himself. You don't have to do it for him. Here it is, man. The next level. Judas looks and said, Jesus, what are you doing? Don't you realize that's one whole year's wages? How many poor people could have been fed? Now, I want to remind you that he was stealing from the till. That's why he wanted the money in there. He wanted a little extra money filling his pocket. He was taken from God. Listen now, the most dangerous thing you could ever do is steal from God. Here's what Jesus said. She's done what she could. Come on now. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. You see, Christ was being prepared for his next level, and that was he was going to die on an old rugged cross. But you see, at this point, he was just doing ministry on earth. He stepped into ministry by his first anointing, by the Spirit of God coming on him. Now he's living in this level for at least 3 years. Now he's getting ready. Come on now. God is setting him up for his next level. He's setting him up. Hey, now, you're going to die on a cross. You're going to die, and you're going to be dead for 3 days. So Jesus had to make a decision. Do I want to go to the next level? This woman, she understood. And Jesus said, come on now, I don't know what you're saying about her, but this I know. She anointed me for my next level so that I can do the will of God. And I want you to hear me now. God's next level for you might not be comfortable. It might mean that you have to die to self. Come on now. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. Come on now. I must decrease so he can increase. Are you willing to die? He was anointed way back then for his next level. And that next level was that he would die on a cross. What I love about Jesus is that he didn't stay dead. Amen. On the third day, he rose again. And then we see something else. Come on, we see Mary, Jesus' ma, and Simone, after he's in the grave, are going the next day to do what? To anoint him. But when they get to the tomb, guess what happened? The tomb is rolled back. There's his grave clothes, and there's an angel standing there and saying, listen, I know who you're looking for, but he's not here. He didn't need that next anointing. Why? Because he then, at that point, stepped to his next level to be seated at the right hand of the Father. And he didn't need the anointing that would happen on this earth. He needed the anointing that would come right from the Father. I'm here to tell you, no matter what level you go, you got to be willing to step in. No matter what level you go, you got to be willing to advance. It's time to move forward. It's time to press in. It's time to push. Don't sit back and watch life happen. Watch God's life be released in your life by you and I stepping to our next level. See, today this is what it's all about. 2019, that's what it's all about. Some of you are coming to a collision in your life. And that collision is the life that you live, that God has already said no in his word, and he said no to you. But yet, you're happy with where you're living. And God is saying, no. Come on, I got more for you. I don't want you to walk around the desert. I'll take care of you out there, but I'll put food on your table every morning. Come on now, I'll even bless you. But I don't want you to live. I've got the promised land for you. I promised it all the way back with Abram. Don't be settled and satisfied with walking around the desert place. You got to make a decision in your heart. Are you going all the way with God? Or are you going to stop at the level you're at? You got to make a decision. This is not me making decisions. I got to make a decision for myself. And in this house, we've got to make a decision. Statistically, it's very interesting. They say only 25% of the people that actually go to the church actually believe in the vision. Over 50% of the people going to the church, they just kind of go. They got saved, they stay at that level. That's all they do. They stay right there. Only 25% of the church, there's actually 25% of the church that come that don't even want to be in the building. That might be you tonight. I don't even want to be here. And you need to realize that if you and I are going to go to the next level, it can't be 25%. We're going to have to make a decision in our heart. What am I willing to give up? What am I willing to sacrifice? You don't hear this a lot, but when the church began, they went through great turmoil and persecution. How many of you remember Nero? The story of Nero is powerful. He actually burned down half of his city so he could blame the Christians so everybody would hate the believers. Then he would take you, say you were, he would take Mindy and Cody. Come here. And he would take your children. Come here, guys. beautiful. Hi, Bampi loves you. He would take their children and they would fill the Colosseum. You see how cute those kids are? He would take those kids. He would fill a Colosseum. And he would say, if you do not recant your walk with God, if you do not deny Jesus Christ right now, I'm going to take your beautiful children, I'm going to wrap them in clothes, really, wrap them in animal skins, and I'm going to send them out into the arena, and they're going to be eaten by the lions in front of you. Your children will be dismembered, their faces will be eaten off, their bodies will be devoured, their bones will be cracked, and you've got to watch them if you don't recant Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. In England, thank you. In England, they would give you an option. Recant Jesus Christ, or we're going to set you as the light of England. What did that mean? That means they were going to put you on a post. They were going to build a fire underneath you. And they were going to burn you alive, and your physical flesh would burn right in the streets of England as the light of the city. In today's Christianity of America, God, when he asks us to be faithful to church, we can't even do that. Come on now. He tells us to tithe, we struggle with the tithe. What would happen? Hey. Come here. What would happen if God asked you to do something that was difficult? Say amen. Stop playing with him, Pastor Dan. The challenge is this. If you're going to go to the next level, it's going to cost you. Are you willing to pay the price? Some of you are backslidden. You don't love Jesus even close to the way you used to. You used to serve him with a fervor in your heart and a fire in your bones. Now, you struggle with just even loving Jesus at all. Some of you have never known God. You're in this room tonight and you're saying, well, that's not me. That's good. Because Jesus will wash your sins away no matter who you are. He'll make you brand new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And today, if you have the fire of God breathing in your spirit, he'll make the furnace hotter. He'll set you so on fire that, man, you're going to catch a forest on fire. Amen? Oh, you're looking up there. Many of you don't know we have a television up there. Say wave. Are you willing to go to the next level? Do you want to go to the next level? See, you and you only can make that decision. You and you only can make that choice. Your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you want Grammy? Good. Nobody else can make this decision but you. And I want you to hear my spirit. I want you to hear the prophetic word of God. God's got great call and a great work. God's got a great call and a great work for his church. You see, this church is way too small. 750 people on a Sunday morning is way too small. We need to be about 10 times that size. Well, I don't like big churches. Well, then you don't like the will of God. If you don't like big churches, then you don't like the will of God. What do you mean, Pastor? Because if you go to a small church and God's will is actually happening, people are going to get saved. That means the church can't stay small. That means you got to leave again. You might as well get used to a big church. You'll like heaven more. Heaven's not small. Can you imagine? Can you imagine us being around the throne of God with billions of people? Can you imagine the resounding worship? Are you ready to go to the next level? Do you need that next level anointing? Well, tonight that's what we're going to pray for. We're going to pray for everybody that wants to be prayed for. What are we going to do? We're going to anoint you. We're going to put some oil on our hands. The Bible says anoint with oil. We're going to put oil on our hands. We're going to lay hands on you. And we're going to release the anointing for your next level. Now, the question is not that you won't be anointed for it. The question is, will you use it? And will you go? I pray that everybody in this building will say, God, it's not my life, it's yours. Bring glory to your name. So tonight, I want to pray, and then we're going to start praying. How we're going to do this is a little bit different because it's a good-sized crowd. We're going to start on this side of the sanctuary, this back in the front. You're going to go to that wall, and we're going to come and have you come right around. You're going to come right around, and you can leave right after you're prayed for if you're ready to go. And then we'll do the next section, then we'll do the next section, and then we'll just go, we'll have the whole body prayed for. I'm guessing there's at least 350 people in the room. There's 400 in the room. So we're going to pray quickly. Amen. We're going to pray quickly. But I want you to realize what's happening the moment hands are laid on you. You're not getting oil on your head. What you're getting is your anointing for your next level. And I pray that you will choose to run all the way with God. Listen, I hope you don't mind. Some of you, I nag, I push, I kick, I punt. All because I love you. I hate to see people stay where they shouldn't be. God's got greatness for you, not goodness. Don't ever settle for good. It will always destroy your great. Amen. You're a little wild man tonight, aren't you? Are you going to pray with us tonight? Huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for His Tabernacle Family Church. Lord, it's a church you told me to start. God, I fought you for 2 years, but I thank you that I finally yielded to the next level. Lord, I thank you, God, for your plans for this year, 2019. The great things that you're going to do in Jesus' name. God, the power you're going to release in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask right now in Jesus' name that anointing as we lay hands on them, that their next level anointing will come on them, Lord, whether they feel it or not, but they're going to feel a shift in Jesus' name. I declare a shift in the name of Jesus. God, I declare that each one of us will go to a new level in you in 19. That Father will serve you greater, serve you more, and Lord, do greater things for your kingdom. That God, this house, individually and corporately, will be ready for when you crack that eastern sky. That will bring in the greatest harvest this world has ever seen. We declare that this whole region is saved in Jesus' name. We declare not one, Lord, will not hear the gospel. That you'll use us in every area of our life. Lord, that when we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That devils will quiver the moment we come into their presence. God, we give you honor and praise for using our life. In Jesus' name, amen. So this is what we're going to do. The worship team is going to start worshiping. I'm going to ask everybody who wants prayer on this side, if you'll just go right over to the wall, right over there. I'm going to have the team come on up. Come on, pastoral team, move on real quick. What's that? Yeah, we're doing a Brother Ted.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working.
In the name of Jesus.
In the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today.
Power, wonder-working power in the blood.
of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Hallelujah. How many of you got the victory tonight? Now remember, the anointing has nothing to do with sensation or feeling. It has everything to do with posture and position. Tonight you received, tonight step in. It's time for your next level. Turn to someone and say, it's time for your next level. Come on, tell somebody it's time for your next level. I love you. See you Sunday morning. Make sure you bring a guest. I can't wait to see the new prop.
Power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.